Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Daryl Davis Black and Green. Yeah, I just, like most of you, got the news that O.J. Simpson has died of cancer. And already I'm seeing the comments basically mixed along racial lines. Obviously, nothing is 100%, but I'm seeing a lot of whites and Asians saying good riddance, karma, yada da yada da. And then for black people, for the most part, even blacks who believed he was guilty of that double murder, are just saying rest in peace, rest in peace. You know, we as a community and as a people, we're very spiritual, sometimes forgiving beyond our best interests. But let me just say this about O.J. Simpson. Now, I never met the man. I know almost nothing about him on the personal side. I do know that Al Sharpton had told me a story about when Don King introduced him to O.J. Simpson, and the conversation was not very positive. This is all I'll share right now. But it's important to understand something. The O.J. Simpson case, you know, it dropped on the criminal justice system like a bomb for several reasons. Remember, this was 1995. This was before, you know, cell phones with cameras and everyone having cell phones. And so we in the black community have been telling our white brothers and sisters that the police are being unleashed on us and that we are being routinely brutalized and routinely framed. And so the O.J. Simpson case for us black people represented an opportunity for the rest of the world and America to see what a frame up looks like. And you know, and the stench of racism was all over the O.J. Simpson trial. And I started my talk radio career around that time. Shattered the ratings records, probably largely because of my live calling, animated conversations about the O.J. Simpson case and trial as it was going on. But there's a few important points here. First of all, it was racist to say that black people they invented a term called jury nullification because it was a mostly black jury who acquitted O.J. Simpson of that double homicide. Now, here's the problem with that. That is an insult to black people's intelligence. That is an insult to black people's sense of justice. And it also reaffirms the rights of white police to routinely frame black people. And that's what this case was all about. And sometimes you have to support the wrong person, the wrong person for the right reasons. We black people had no love for O.J. Simpson. He basically had no love for us. But we understood that this is an opportunity for the rest of the world to see what we have been telling you. Enter Mark Furman, who jumped the wall and found the bloody glove and yada-dee, yada-da, stone cold racist. And it came out. And even today, I remember, you know, Johnny Cochran, rest in peace. If it don't fit, you must acquit. But I'm here to tell you, as brilliant as Cochran was, he didn't win that case. Barry Scheck won that case when he took the evidence apart. He interviewed one officer. How many cc's of blood did you take from Mr. O.J. Simpson? X amount. How many was logged into the lab? Y amount. That means that 3 centimeters or millimeters or whatever of blood is missing. Fast forward to the blood in the Bronco. Analysis showed that blood had a chemical in it that would only be in it if it came from the lab. In other words, if it went to the lab first. And so you had all this messy blood missing and blood found that had chemicals in it, which meant it had already been to the lab and left the lab. This was a clear frame up. Now, I don't know what happened with the glove. I don't know. It's not important to me. But here was this is my position today and my position then. I had no love for O.J. Simpson. Know nothing about him. My position then and now. You had no witnesses. You had no confession. You have no murder weapon. They still haven't found this knife. You have no case. And so that's what they went into court with. And so the issue really for me was never about did he do it or did he not do it. I don't know. But I know they never had a case. And so what did this really represent to black people? An opportunity for you white America to see that we get routinely framed. And that's what happened here. And the judge, Ito was a dog, but the jury saw through it. And I watched the trial. I watched all of it. And the trial that I watched was not what was reported on the news. It was clear that the evidence was tampered with. It was clear that evidence was planted. And if OJ did it, you had the whole country looking for this knife. And if OJ did it, you didn't have to plant evidence. And so here was their defense. Wow, this is just an example of framing a guilty man. Now, come on now. I mean, I know white supremacy allows you to bend the rules and the laws and even physics sometimes. But get over that and see this for what it is. White law enforcement establishment routinely frames black people. And this is what the O.J. Simpson case represented. Perhaps an example of supporting the right person, the wrong person for the right reasons. And so, you know, I'm going to sit back and, you know, I don't really have anything more to say about it than what I'm saying right here on Darryl Davis, Black and Green. But I want to remind people this man was obviously framed, whether the news media reported it that way or not. Black people as a community had no love for O.J. Simpson, but we wanted an opportunity for the world to see that we are routinely framed. And this man, that evidence was tampered with. And everybody who watched the trial saw it and knew it. And these black jurors saw it and they got crucified for it. But white America, being who they are, even though he was found innocent and acquitted, they hounded him as if he did it. And that's the other side of America that we don't talk about. We know he did it, even though we have no eyewitnesses. We have no confession. We have no murder weapon. But we have a whole lot of tampered evidence. So we're going to destroy this man and hound him to the day he dies. The real tragedy is that mixed up in all of this is that people's vision are clouded from the fact that black people are framed every single day. And this was a learning opportunity for the broader community. And to fix it and to address it and speak out against it and scrutinize it. And make change. But instead, we're still stuck in 1995. And it's a true American tragedy.